You know, even one of the guys who makes robocalls happen knows most people don't really like them.
Well, everybody hates them. I think that they're universally hated.
Mark Grebner runs Practical Political Consulting based in East Lansing. Grebner says not only are robocalls annoying, they don't really work. He says people hang up. He estimates out of 10,000 calls that go out, probably fewer than 300 people actually listen from beginning to end. That's why he doesn't think candidates should even buy them.
I always try to talk them out of it, and I always tell them that they should have spent it 6 months ago and that, as far as we're concerned, we think it's a bad idea. That doesn't ever succeed, so we end up taping the calls for them anyway. But I just tell them I think it's a waste of money.
But Grebner says sometimes the candidate is just mad, wants to attack an opponent, get some kind of a revenge, or a candidate gets a lot of last-minute money, and there's no time to get TV ads on the air or flyers printed up and mailed, so they go with robocalls. And you won't believe how easy it is.
You can actually make up something at noon, get it recorded at 1, and get it delivered at 2 p.m.
Actually, we did it even faster. I asked Mark Grebner if his team could put together a robocall for me, and it was produced and dialing out by the time we were finished talking.
Would you vote for Lester Graham if you knew he was mean to little kids and old people? Leadership requires kindness to children and care for the elderly. Call Lester Graham and let him know you'll only support a candidate who will support our kids and our senior citizens. Paid for by the Coalition for Kids and Old Folks.
By the way, we goofed and actually sent out one of the messages to someone. So for the record, if you got that call, I'm not really mean to the little kids or the elderly. Seriously. The thing is, people can say anything. A candidate doesn't even have to report robocalls. They can be done anonymously. Rich Robinson is with the Michigan Campaign Finance Network, a watchdog group. He says it's no holds barred. No one has to follow any rules because the Campaign Finance Act doesn't mention phone calls, automated or otherwise.
Even if the ad says, vote against Lester Graham, he's mean to children and the elderly, people won't necessarily report that because the Campaign Finance Act is silent on that medium of communication.
And Rich Robinson says anyone who's angry or trying to mislead voters or to smear someone's reputation can get away with it.
Absolutely. You can make up a completely fictitious committee name. You can lie through your teeth in the message. You can report nothing. It's a terrible scam. It's an outrage.
Now, maybe you're thinking, I don't care. I don't even have a landline telephone anymore. Well, Congress is considering a bill right now that would allow robocalls to your cell phone, not just from politicians, but from anyone, even if you have to pay the cell phone minutes. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.